Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dave McMenamin of ESPN is with us now. Dave, how you doing?
I'm great. Hey, fellas.
Dave, if at the end of this season, Magic Johnson had the option of keeping LeBron or drafting Zion Williamson, what would he do?
Oh, my gosh.
Insane
wow.
Hypothetical for you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's an insane hypothetical, yeah. But I mean, he's keeping LeBron no matter what. What is he going to, hand over the, make this his marquee acquisition, the top four player, top three, top two, whatever you want to say of all time, and all of a sudden you're going to give him up? So, no, I mean, I don't know. What are we doing here?
Well, the only reason I asked you that is because we got into this argument yesterday. We brought up Dustin brought up this hypothetical about if you were a Cavs fan, because somebody else had brought it up.
Yeah, there was a poll the morning show put out, Dave. That after this season,
if you were a Cavs fan,
would you take LeBron back, or you could have Zion Williamson?
And I said, of course, LeBron. But a lot of the fans disagreed.
Yeah,
because I mean, you think about it, right? Like, how many more years is LeBron going to be peak, and can you even win a championship with LeBron in Cleveland? Versus the hope of Zion not becoming LeBron, but becoming, a top 10 player and something to build around with some other pieces over the next several years. And that's it. So when LeBron's done, you maybe have three more runs to finals or playoff runs or whatever you have with Zion. There's hope for the future. That was kind of a ridiculous hypothetical, but it was fun.
It just determines on your level of patience.
Sure. Yeah.
LeBron, there is a window over, I would say, at least the next 3 years. And maybe that's it. Maybe it is just the next 3 years. Zion, that window won't even open up, even if they do everything else right around him, unless he is Magic Johnson or, guy who comes in right away and dominates to leading a championship. You're talking about, wait at least 5 years to even be thinking about being a conference finalist. So, I don't know.
Dave, what is the big...
I'm a bird in hand type of guy.
Yeah, agreed.
I like to have the known quantity.
Yes. 100% agree, Dave. Dave, what is the biggest issue with the Lakers right now, and can it be solved here in time for them to make the playoffs?
Biggest issue is they stink on defense.
Yeah.
They can't get stopped at the point of the attack because their best wing defender, Lonzo Ball, is hurt. They can't get stops when they get beaten at the point of attack because their rim protectors stink. Tyson Chandler has been really a shell of himself after basically the first month after they acquired him. His body is starting to break down. And JaVale McGee, the same thing. He was playing above his head for a while, got pneumonia, and has been the same player ever since. And then they got rid of their other young, promising center in Zubats, hoping that they would be able to use that open roster spot to potentially get Enes Kanter, potentially get DeAndre Jordan. That hasn't happened. And so if you aren't stopping the opposing guards at the perimeter, and then you don't have any way to stop them at the rim, you're in trouble. And no matter how well you play on offense, you're going to be playing from behind. And then, of course, this team offensively is still a top 10 team in terms of efficiency, but their outside shooting isn't up to par what it's been with LeBron's teams in the past. And then, if you are a team with shooting and you're constantly having to come back, it's easier to do. You can score threes in a hurry. With this team, it's been very haphazard when they make their outside shots.
LeBron had his issues in Cleveland, too, with his lack of effort on defense at times. And obviously the other night, it was featured on social media a ton. It was on your network. They were talking about it because he's, being lazy, not going out and closing out a shooter and all that. But, why is he not playing harder now with a sense of urgency? Like, in Cleveland, you could see it. You could understand it. You knew they were going to be the 4 seed or the 3 seed or whatever. They were in the playoffs. But in L.A., they're not a lock for anything.
Yeah, there's a variety of reasons. One, I think we'll never see LeBron, the defender that we saw 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think two, you can isolate on any single player, you can isolate four or five clips of their worst defensive performances over the course of a game, of the worst defensive possessions, and make them look foolish. And we saw that that's what teams did. And three, I mean, he played 40 minutes last game. He's just 8 games removed from the biggest, most significant injury of his career. And he admitted in New Orleans that his conditioning is still the kind of final hurdle that he needs to get back. And I would contend that conditioning and the mental side of things, of, you know, recognizing that, you know, this is really probably the first time in his basketball career he hasn't felt invincible.
Yeah.
And if you always thought you were invincible and all of a sudden you're not, that's got to be something mentally, a hurdle you got to get over. So it's a variety of things. Listen, we just talked to Luke Walton at Shoot Around today and asked about one of the viral videos of him playing defense where Bruno Caboclo hit the three, wide open three, with 2 minutes, 30 seconds to go to put Memphis up 7 points. And, you know, the assumption, the spot shadow was on LeBron that he didn't go out to the perimeter or left it wide open. Luke Walton contends that LeBron's job was to rotate to the bigs, and they needed one of the guys that were up front blitzing Mike Conley to actually stunt on Bruno. So the idea was to stunt on him, show yourself really quick, and then if you give him a shot, that's fine. Luke Walton absolved LeBron of fault for that play. And so, you know, we can all think, oh, it looks so bad. Well, if you don't know what you're looking at, then, you know, I don't think it's necessarily a fair way to judge what's going on.
Dave McMenamin of ESPN. Dave, how confident do you think LeBron and Magic Johnson are that they can retool this team and bring in some superstars this next offseason? Because if it doesn't happen this offseason, is it ever going to happen for him there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's the point of diminishing return.
Yeah.
I think the Lakers, of course, they believe, and maybe this is foolish because the NBA has changed, but they believe that over the long run, people want to play in Southern California and people want to play with a jersey all across their chest that kind of means something historically. Obviously, they've been in a downturn the last 5 years. But, you know, think of it this way. If even though this season has been a bit of a circus, LeBron is in uniform on the team, you're in a better spot than you were last year. Okay, so there's a step forward. Let's just play the thought exercise. LeBron James and the Lakers never win a championship together. Okay, but if having LeBron James opens up the door to getting Anthony Davis, whether it be through trade this summer or a free agent in the summer of 2020, LeBron James gets you a 27-year-old superstar in his prime. And guess what? Like, then you could just build around Anthony Davis, even if LeBron is not the number two on that team. Maybe the first couple of years with Anthony Davis, LeBron is a diminishing player. Okay. And then, you know, that year three of Anthony Davis, you are putting yourself in a position to win a championship. And so, again, it's all about staying flexible until the moment you can strike. And while you can criticize the Lakers front office for the way they put together this team after they couldn't get a meeting with Paul George and signing guys like Beasley and Rondo and Stevenson and McGee on these one-year deals, at least what they didn't do was shut themselves out of the conversation for getting a free agent this summer. And, you know, if you're listening to you're reading the tea leaves right now, it doesn't look like any of the big names are going there. It doesn't look like Kawhi or KD or Klay Thompson are going to go there. But guess what? Maybe someone will. And, you know, I think that's the mentality they got to have. You know, maybe Kyrie Irving will join. You know, it would have sounded insane a year ago. Would have sounded like, you know, would have sound like you're bonkers, you know, send you to an asylum. But based on what's happened with Boston this year, and based on what we've heard about LeBron and Kyrie's relationship making a step forward in terms of maturation, who knows? And so that's why, you know, I don't want to shut them out and say that they can't turn this thing around in a year, but it remains to be seen.
You know, LeBron is interesting, ultimate competitor, which is why it's, you know, it's kind of like I said yesterday on the show, Dave, it's kind of disappointing. I'm still a LeBron fan. I love greatness. I like watching the best players compete at the highest level. And when you see him, especially the other night, and because I believe, and I maybe he's tired, maybe he is, but I've seen LeBron for 11 years in Cleveland, and we know what he's capable of. Like, I feel like if he really wanted to win that game, like he just could have done it because he's got superpowers. He still has those powers, right, Dave?
Well, that's what I mean. That's I was just talking about that though.
I know
for the first time in his career, he's not invincible.
So what do you think?
He has them, but maybe he, like any other human being, needs a little more time to get back into shape. And it is still working with the mental hurdle aspect here. I mean, that's, I think, is part of what's going on. And listen, there was no reason to think otherwise about him up until, you know, Christmas of 2018, where he suffers the only major injury of his career.
How's that locker room, Dave? You're in there all the time.
It was bad in New Orleans. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I give credit to a young guy like Kyle Kuzma, who had the kind of the gumption and you know, the fortitude to come out and question the team's consistency in body language, which was, to me, you know, a polite way of calling out LeBron without making it about, you know, we're enemies here. But listen, that message was received because the locker room was a lot better in Memphis, even though they lost. And LeBron James has continued that positivity today. I mean, I'm writing a story that I slipped away from my computer to talk to you guys. In a 7-minute media session today, 8 times LeBron mentioned how good he feels about the position the Lakers are in right now.
Hmm.
That's a clear shift.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of the shift that we saw last year with LeBron, where one game before the trade deadline, after he had been pretty dour and surly for about a month, he tells us that he made himself at a mental shift. He hits that game winner, and obviously they have a good second half run and make the finals. LeBron has, to me, because I saw it in Memphis and I saw it today, he's made that shift. And, you know, that can be the biggest thing in the world because I think it'll allow some of the teammates that perhaps don't really know what LeBron is all about, or perhaps look at him like, man, this aging guy who is, you know, going to throw us under the bus in the press and isn't playing that well on the court anyway, why do I want to play with this guy? When they see him in that mode, this great teammate and everything he can bring with his presence, the strength of his presence, you know, I've seen teams the last 4 years get behind that guy. Even when it looked bad, like March of 2016, LeBron James was unfollowing the Cavs on Twitter, and we thought it was his entire return to Cleveland was going to go awry. We wondered whether it would just be 2 years and he would leave. And then he turned a page, and that team was gangbusters through the playoffs and stayed together. And LeBron stayed consistent in his messaging. You know, what happens if he does that for a month now here?
Right.
I'm not saying they're going to win a championship, but I think they'll make an earnest run at a playoff spot.
Unless it's against the Warriors, just when you bet against LeBron, you're usually in trouble. Dave, great stuff as always, man. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks,
miss you, buddy. Yep. Thanks.
Yeah, Dave McMenamin of ESPN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.